This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining me now, Sam Carcitti, Flyers beat writer for the Philadelphia Inquirer and Daily News. Flyers wrapping up their road trip tonight, visiting the Arizona Coyotes. And Sam, I guess we should start in net. Flyers goaltending situation pretty fluid right now. A lot of things put in motion. This after Brian Elliott got banged up in practice yesterday.
Yeah, as you know, Matt, the goaltender situation has been shaky this year, and they've had so many injuries. And Michael Neuwirth was sent home over the weekend to have a doctor examine him. And Elliott, as you mentioned, was in a collision with Travis Konecny at practice yesterday. And as a result, the Flyers have recalled Alex Lyon from the Phantom. So my guess is that Cal Pickard will start tonight and that Lyon will be the backup. But nothing official yet. They won't make it official until a few hours before game time because they do not have a morning skate today. So, Hopefully Elliott won't be out long, but right now it's a wait-and-see situation. Cal Pickard played well in San Jose. They lost that game 4-3 in overtime. He actually kept them in the game, so the hope is that he can come up with a real good performance tonight.
Things were looking bleak for the Flyers when this trip started. They have picked up 5 of 6 points, as you alluded. Let one kind of get away in San Jose as they had a lead late in the third period, ended up losing in overtime. But overall, do you think this trip has helped brighten things around the team right now?
Yeah, I think so. They've tightened the defense. They've gotten better goaltending. The forwards have come back and done a better job of back-checking. And to me, the biggest positive has been the production of Nolan Patrick and Oscar Lindblom, two young forwards who are on the second line and have developed some real good chemistry together. They both have 5 points in the 3 games. And the Flyers before the season were counting on those guys to take a step forward, and looks like they have. And they have a chance to make this a real good road trip with a win tonight against an Arizona team that has won 5 straight and is the hottest team in the league. So, I think it's a key game for the Flyers. You lose tonight, and it kind of takes the luster off this trip because you blew a late lead against San Jose, and if you lose tonight, you lose 2 in a row, and it kind of leaves a bad taste. You want to get at least 1 point tonight, and they're obviously striving for 2, and that would give them some momentum coming home. They have a 5-game homestand that starts Thursday, oddly enough, against Arizona, the same team they're playing tonight. So, they want to build some momentum going into that homestand, and that's the longest homestand of the year. And they have not been a real good home team so far this year, so they have to get that turned around as well.
As far as tonight's matchup, you mentioned how well Arizona is playing. What do you think will be the keys in this one?
Yeah, Arizona, their penalty kill has been phenomenal. I mean, they've scored shorthanded goals in 4 straight games, only the 16 in NHL history to do that. And for the Flyers, their penalty kill has been consistently bad. They've allowed at least 1 power play goal in 7 straight games. They've got to get that figured out. If not, it's going to be a long season. So special teams will play a big part. Arizona is only allowing 2 goals a game. That's the best goals against in the NHL. Antti Raanta has been spectacular. So they got to get more traffic in front of the net. Big challenge for the Flyers because I think Arizona is one of the most surprising teams in the league. The Islanders and the Coyotes are probably the 2 most surprising teams in this season's first month.
Sam Carcitti, Philadelphia Inquirer Daily News, joining us on Reporters Roundup as we talk Flyers. You wrap up their road trip tonight in Arizona. And Sam, if someone wants to check out all of your work, what should they do?
Yeah, you can read me in the Inquirer Daily News or online at philly.com or on Twitter at Broad Street Bull.
Sam, thanks for the time and insight.
I appreciate the time, Matt.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.